At the end of the day, everything you do, every choice you make is getting you closer to where you are meant to be. Even if the choices don't end up supporting your vision or your goals.
I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today. One that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started.
When you run an online business, your marketing metrics will tell you what in your business is profitable and where you're throwing money away. Yikes. That's pretty important, right? Luckily, I've put together the Ultimate Marketing Metrics Checklist, which is a free resource that will guide you through tracking and analyzing the most crucial metrics for your business. And let me tell you, I'm going to keep it simple but effective. From evergreen data and revenue generation to podcast metrics and social media growth, this cheat sheet will cover it all. It's the exact one my team and I use to track our metrics on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual basis. Let me be honest here. This wasn't an overnight process win for me. It took me 10 years to build this comprehensive list and get it just right. But you, my friend, can start using it today, tailoring it to suit your business specific needs, but not having to start from scratch like I did. Whether you're a seasoned marketer or just getting started, this cheat sheet will help you make informed decisions as you grow your business and empower you to move forward confidently. So go to amyporterfield.com/metrics to get your hands on the Ultimate Marketing Metrics cheat sheet now. That's amyporterfield.com/metrics. Well, hey there, friend. Welcome back to Online Marketing Made Easy. I have to tell you, I've really wanted to record this episode. I told Kylie, our podcast producer, make sure in this batch of episodes that I get to talk about no wrong turns. So if you've been around for a while, then you know that Digital Course Academy is our biggest, most robust launch that we execute once a year. Now, we wrapped up this year's launch a couple of months ago. Now, during the launch, I'm very hands-on. I'm showing up on lives. I'm doing 1 million webinars. At least it feels that way. I'm doing multiple interviews. I'm engaging a lot with all of you and with my affiliate partners who are telling their audiences about Digital Course Academy. And I'm answering so many questions about course creation, course launching, building businesses, adopting an entrepreneurial mindset. And so I'm answering question after question. I bet during one Digital Course Academy launch, I answer over 1,000 questions. Some of them are the same questions. There's patterns for sure in the questions that I'm getting, but I answer a lot of questions. Now, so many of the questions that came up this year, I realized that it kept coming back to me saying, but wait a second. There are no wrong turns. You simply can't take a wrong turn. So like so many of the questions I was asked, it had me saying, you haven't done anything wrong. You're doing everything that you should be doing. There are no wrong turns. So because I said no wrong turns so much, number one, I think I need to get it tattooed on my body. Not really, but kind of. And also, I wanted to talk to you about this concept and what it means, because I think that you need to hear it as well. So here it goes. To be straightforward, it means that you cannot make a mistake. At the end of the day, everything you do, every choice you make is getting you closer to where you are meant to be, even if the choices don't end up supporting your vision or your goals. Okay, so I got to dissect two things that I said there. Number one, I said that every choice you make is getting you closer to where you are meant to be. Notice I did not say where you want to be, because sometimes what you want isn't what the universe thinks you need. I know, a little woo-woo, but stay with me. I believe that everything that is meant for us will find us. So every decision you make is getting you closer to where you are meant to be. And then I said, even if the choices don't end up supporting your vision or your goals, meaning you make a decision and your goal is X, but that decision is not going to get you closer to X, that doesn't mean it was a wrong decision. It just means that you're going to pivot or do something different, but you've made a decision. So here's the whole thing. You're in the game. You're not on the sidelines anymore. So actions and decisions, even though they might not be the ones that get you to exactly where you think you should be at that moment, you're getting closer by making the decision or taking the action. Now, you might disagree with me because as entrepreneurs, it's our instinct to minimize any possibility of error. So we put a lot of weight behind our decision-making process. But I hate to break it to you, my friend, we can't predict the future. And sometimes even your most calculated decisions can produce what you feel like are less than ideal results. Things just don't, and they won't, always go as you have planned. So that's why I believe that there are no wrong turns as long as you continue to make decisions and make actions. You will eventually get to where you need to go. Now, speaking of getting a little woo-woo, stay with me here. If things aren't going as planned for you right now, it doesn't mean that the universe's plan for you is to fail and to never reach your goals. Maybe the universe has plans to put you through some hardships and throw you some curveballs so that you'd be better equipped to reach your goals and execute your vision faster. Sure, you might have intentions and ideas and goals that aren't shaking out as planned, but that doesn't mean that these are wrong turns. Now, I could keep saying this over and over again, but if you don't even allow yourself a little bit of room to say, she might be onto something, then I can't get you there. So while I'm here to give you the inspiration, it's your responsibility to actually adopt the mindset that there are no wrong turns. Because when you truly adopt this mindset, you cannot lose. But what's the alternative? For you to beat yourself up every single day and tell yourself you're wrong or you're making bad choices or nothing's ever going to work out? That doesn't serve you. So what if you started to say no wrong turns? I'm going to be a little bit vulnerable here and share something that I don't like to admit, but based on some things that happened in my childhood, I've developed a habit to be really quick to tell myself I'm bad or I'm wrong when I don't see a result I'm expecting. I've done a lot of therapy over this, but because of how I was raised and some things that went down, it is very quick for me to think I'm bad. Like my inner child just sees things not working out and she says, see, you're not a good person, or you don't make good decisions, or you're bad. I don't know. It's just something I've really dealt with. I've talked about this on the podcast before. And I've done a lot of therapy, so I'm very quick to see when it shows up and then change it right away. I'm so much better now, but it's something that has been with me for a long time. So when I say no wrong turns, it means something to me. It's a lot deeper than me just trying to mentor you and convince you and myself too that we're on the right path and everything's going to be good. No, this concept actually helps to remind me that I am on this journey of entrepreneurship, and whatever happens, good or tough, is going to eventually get me closer to where I am meant to be. Now, I am not a big sports person, although my husband Hobie really wishes I was. I'm like the person that sits on the couch and is like, let's talk about the football. Like, I don't know what's going on. However, there is one sports metaphor that I love. And I talk about it a lot. So if you're in DCA, you know this. It is this. If you are always on the sidelines and never in the game, you are never going to get to where you want to go. You know that, right? Now, the hard thing is admitting that you're still on the sidelines. If you are on the sidelines, you are always going to play small or not play at all and literally watch everyone else get what you want. That's the truth. So let's say you've always wanted to start a podcast and you've been talking about it for 6 months or maybe all year, but you haven't done anything about it. You're on the sidelines. Let's say you want to create an online course. So you bought Digital Course Academy over a year ago and everything you need step by step, I can confidently say, is in Digital Course Academy and it will get you results. But you went through module one or two and then life got busy and you never finished it. You're on the sidelines. And I'm not saying this to hurt your feelings or make you feel ashamed. That's the last thing you need, my friend. I'm just giving you a little tough love. Because you've got to get in the game. Now, what if you started your podcast in your closet, because that's where the best sound's going to come from when you don't have any, you know, sound panels and all of that, and a fancy mic. So you're sitting in your closet and you start your podcast. And let's say you put it out there and then two people listen to it in the first like week. You could say, that was a big fat failure. I would say, congratulations, you're on the field. And guess what happens when you get on the field? Now you're making pivots, you're making turns, you're going to try this or that, but you're never, ever starting from scratch. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy. In my time with Tony Robbins, I learned something so valuable that when you start from scratch, you are slow. When you're starting from the beginning, you are slow. But once you start and make pivots and changes and tweaks, that is where you start to see the momentum. So if you're listening right now and you know there's something you've wanted to do and you just have not done it, you are on the sidelines. But one decision or one action that will scare you could get you on the field. And now we're making pivots. Because once you're on the field, you're not winning. You're not going to see huge success right away. It's not like, ding, 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 you win. Do you remember my story that the way I got on the field for a digital course business is I launched a course and made $267 and then cried for a week, but I was on the field. I will never have to start from scratch again on creating a course. Now it's like, let's fix the topic of the course. Let's grow the email list. Let's make these modules better. But it's not, let's try to create a course from scratch. I did it. And it did not go as planned, but I'm on the field. No wrong turns. Where's the failure in that? I'm on the field. I'm a course creator. A highly successful one? No, not yet. But if I could have told that girl, in 14 years, you're going to have a multi-million dollar business where you're going to bring in over, at this point of this recording, over $100 million in your business. If I told the girl that got on the field and only made $267 with her course, if I said, this is going to work, my friend, she might look at me like, what? That was a big failure. And I'd whisper in her ear, yeah, but you're on the field. You're in the game. You behave differently. You think differently. When you're in it, even if it's not working as planned, you're in it. No wrong turns. One of my employees calls this serendipitous redirects. And I love that. Serendipitous redirects. Think of it that way. But those don't happen unless you do the thing. Now, when you think of two people downloaded my first podcast in a week, or basically I made $267 on my first launch, these numbers may not be even close to the goals that you planned. They weren't for me. But your newfound mindset is going to tell you that you just need to make some edits, some pivots, go back to the drawing board so that the next time you release a podcast or the next time you launch a course, you're going to show up differently and most likely more improved. And listen to this good news. You don't ever have to find the courage to get off the sidelines and into the game again because you're already in it. You took the biggest leap of all. And you are making more strategic plays and you're remaining in the game. And here's the thing. If you're in the game, I want you only competing with yourself. We're not in the game and competing against others. I actually did an entire episode of how I look at competition. And I actually don't think it's collaboration over competition. I think it's collaboration and competition, but I look at competition so differently. So it's episode 631. So if you like this episode and you're feeling charged up, listen to episode 631 next. It's just amyporterfield.com/631, because we'll take that idea of competing and getting in the game to the next level. Here's the thing. Overall, I firmly believe in this idea that there are no wrong turns. And as Alice on my team says, only serendipitous redirects. It's my truth. And if you want to adopt this way of believing as well, because for the record, it won't hurt. It will only do good. And it relieves a lot of the pressure you feel to make the next perfect move. There is no such thing. And there are no wrong turns. All right, my sweet friend, I hope you found inspiration in this episode. It was an important one that I wanted to share with you. Please share this with a friend that might be struggling with building their business, might feel stuck or stalled in creating their digital course. They want to start a coaching business. They haven't gotten it up. They've talked about that podcast forever. They haven't done it. We all have those friends, or maybe it's us, right? Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Just grab the link, text it, email it, DM it to a friend. I'd be forever grateful because I think it could really help a lot of people. Thank you so much for listening. I am one lucky girl to get to do what I love every single day. And I hope to see you next week, same time, same place. Bye for now. My friend, did you know that HubSpot launched an AI chatbot that helps you streamline building campaigns at scale with just a few prompts? Hallelujah. I'm not even kidding. It's called Campaign Assistant, and it's a totally free to use AI tool made for marketers and business leaders who spend hours a day on content creation. That's us, right? My team has definitely been using this feature, and I hope you're going to check it out as well. Campaign Assistant will transform the way you build marketing campaigns at scale. Craft personalized emails, ads, and landing pages in a matter of minutes. Just pick the content type, add your key selling points, and let AI support you in generating ideas for content. Now, you know that I deeply believe that AI is our assistant and not the creator, right? And using this is a great way to get those creative juices flowing so that you can create your most effective campaigns without starting from scratch. Seriously, Campaign Assistant is the key to unlocking writer's block so you can scale faster. And this tool is free to use right now. So work smarter, not harder at HubSpot.com/campaign-assistant. I wanted to tell you about a podcast that I know will not only get you motivated and inspired, but will actually help you grow your brand, your audience, and your revenue. It's a podcast from my very good friend, Julie Solomon, and it's called The Influencer Podcast, and it's a part of the Yap Media Network. So Julie is a best-selling author and a brand expert, and she's dedicated her entire career to helping entrepreneurs and creators like you tap into their next levels of visibility and impact so you can become the leader that you were born to be. If you're looking for actionable advice delivered directly to your earbuds, then get ready for coaching, interviews with some of the industry's biggest names, and transformations to enrich your personal brand and grow your business. You can discover why people all over the world have called this podcast their go-to for all things influence, impact, and brand growth for more than 6 years. Subscribe to the Influencer Podcast with Julie Solomon today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.